Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 23rd, 2020. Today is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the 10th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. As I read that earlier today, I began humming a song that is familiar to Episcopalians, where the words, some of the words are taken directly from that text. We usually sing it while we're receiving communion. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing that we bless. And we, though many throughout the earth, we are one body in this one Lord. The text itself that I read is a part of Paul's larger argument where he's still working through what it means for people to share table fellowship, some of whom may have eaten food that had been sacrificed to idols, and matters of conscience and Christian liberty and all of that. So there's a whole lot going on surrounding the verses that I've read. But this is not primarily a diary entry of teaching. I'm not primarily interested in exegeting the text that was offered for our consideration today by the Daily Office. Instead, when I read those lines and began singing that communion hymn, I became profoundly aware that for many people in this time of sheltering in place, there has been no Eucharistic meal. Even in the midst of the sort of season of Lent with its sacrifice and feeling of absence, Sundays are always recognized as Little Easters. We may take away some of the trappings of Sunday worship to focus our attention on the penitential nature of the season, but the Holy Communion is still celebrated. And here at Trinity Church, the last time we celebrated the Holy Eucharist was on a Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. A few days before we made the decision to suspend public worship. There were just several people there on that day. For many people who are a part of this congregation, the last time they received Eucharist would have been Sunday the 8th of March. None of us could have anticipated when we left church that day that something which we take as a given would be taken away. And so we're walking through this wilderness of Lent, and we're sheltering in place, and we are without the spiritual food and drink that nourishes so many of us who are sacramental Christians. And one of the things that I've been reflecting on a lot, and a resource that I've prayed a number of times over the last few days, has been from our friends at Forward Movement, and it's prayers around spiritual communion. It's from St. Augustine's prayer book. And I'm very moved when I read some of the prayers about spiritual communion, and I wanted to share a couple of them with you. If by any chance you're listening to me and you're feeling the absence of the Eucharist and the absence of what it means to be fed with the spiritual food and drink of Holy Communion. This is the prayers. These are the prayers from that resource, St. Augustine's Prayer Book, around the matter of spiritual communion. In union, blessed Jesus, with the faithful gathered at every altar of your church, where your blessed body and blood are offered this day, I long to offer you praise and thanksgiving for creation and all the blessings of this life, for the redemption won for us by your life, death, and resurrection, for the means of grace and the hope of glory, and particularly for the blessings given to me. I believe that you are truly present in the Holy Sacrament, and since I cannot at this time receive communion, I pray you to come into my heart. I unite myself with you and embrace you with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. Let nothing separate me from you. Let me serve you in this life until by your grace I come to your glorious kingdom and unending peace. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, and dwell in my heart in the fullness of your strength. Be my wisdom and guide me in right pathways. Conform my life and actions to the image of your holiness. And in the power of your gracious might, rule over every hostile power that threatens or disturbs the growth of your kingdom, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. I don't know when we will gather around the Holy Table at Trinity Church again, but in the meantime, know that Christ feeds you with the strength of his presence, that Christ sustains you with his arms of love, and that the risen Christ, who is present with us when we gather around the Holy Table, is the same Christ who will never leave us or forsake us. Never, ever, ever. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.